From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
브로드캐스트, the number of critically ill COVID-19 patients hits a fresh high at nearly 500 amid a continued spread of the virus under the living with COVID-19 system. The top leaders of the U.S. and China discuss bilateral, regional, and global issues during their first online summit, including North Korea. And a parliamentary subcommittee begins deliberations on the government's 604 trillion won budget bill for next year. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. The number of critically ill COVID-19 patients climbed to near 500 amid a continued spread of the virus. Health authorities said Wednesday that as of 12 a.m. Tuesday, the number of critically ill patients came to a new high of 495, up 24 from the day before. The figure replaced the previous high of 485 tallied on Saturday. The government has said it would be able to handle up to 500 critically ill patients without strain, but the figure is likely to surpass that level soon if the current pace continues. Meanwhile, the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said 2,125 new infections were confirmed throughout Monday, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 399,591. The daily tally rose by over 100 from the day before, remaining above 2,000 since last Wednesday. It marks the largest tally for a Tuesday since September 28th, when it posted 2,288. Concerns are rising over a possible shortage of intensive care unit beds as the number of COVID-19 cases and severe COVID-19 patients are growing rapidly in the Seoul metro area. According to the Ministry of Health and Welfare on Tuesday, 76.1% of intensive care beds for serious COVID-19 cases in Seoul, Incheon, and Gyeonggi Province were occupied as of 5 p.m. Monday. The government is currently considering taking emergency quarantine measures if the nation's ICU occupancy rate tops 75%. Currently, it sits at 61.7%. The health ministry, meanwhile, believes that it is not yet time to activate emergency measures and suspend the living with COVID-19 system. Senior ministry official Song Yong-rae said at a briefing Tuesday that despite the recent uptick in infections and hospital admissions, the healthcare system is not strained, assessing that the situation is not as serious as other regions such as Europe. The official also assured that although the hospital bed occupancy rate is rising in the capital region, efforts are being made to secure more beds and ensure prompt trans-regional transport when necessary. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed issues where their interests, values, and perspectives align, as well as diverge during a virtual summit, according to the White House. In a readout for the virtual meeting held Monday, the White House reported that Biden underlined that Washington remains committed to the One China policy and strongly opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. Biden also expressed concerns about China's practices in Xinjiang, Tibet, Hong Kong, and human rights more broadly. Additionally, the leaders discussed contentious regional challenges, including North Korea, Afghanistan, and Iran. First Vice Foreign Minister Choi Jong-gun said it's important to build a framework for the Korean Peninsula peace process that no party can easily break away from, and the declaration of a formal end to the Korean War is a good way to do so. The vice minister made the remarks on Monday in a keynote speech at a forum, stressing that it's important to create a framework that can convince North Korea to continue with the process. The vice minister added that the war-ending declaration is a good ticket to start this, but it's hard to predict if North Korea will react positively. Che is scheduled to hold a trilateral meeting with his American and Japanese counterparts on Wednesday in Washington to discuss declaring a formal end to the Korean War and other issues.
are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A parliamentary subcommittee of the National Assembly Special Committee on Budget and Accounts launched deliberations on Tuesday on the government's 604 trillion won budget bill for next year. The review is expected to focus on a motion that the Public Administration and Security Committee passed on providing universal COVID-19 relief payouts and a plan that the Trade, Industry, Energy, SMEs, and Startups Committee passed on providing compensation to businesses significantly impacted by the pandemic. Both committees passed the motions without specifying amounts and only included suggestions from the two major political parties. At the Public Administration and Security Committee, the ruling Democratic Party proposed that next year's budget be expanded by 8 trillion won in order to provide 200,000 won in relief payments to each citizen. However, the main opposition People Power Party opposed the idea of universal payouts and said it would be more appropriate to provide compensation to small business owners through a supplementary budget. Tax revenue from January to September this year rose by around 60 trillion won compared to a year earlier. According to the Ministry of Economy and Finance on Tuesday, tax revenue during the first 9 months of the year stood at 274.5 trillion won, up 59.8 trillion won on year. The increased revenue came from a 15 trillion won rise in corporate taxes amid the COVID-19 recovery, as well as a surge of 21 trillion won in capital gains and earned income tax from a boom in the stock and property markets. While the ministry forecasts an additional excess in tax revenue of over 10 trillion won, it also expected a slowdown in the fourth quarter in line with the stabilization of the property market and deferment of value-added taxation for COVID-19-hit businesses. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made his first public appearance in over a month to visit a construction site in a city near the border with China. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said on Tuesday that Kim visited Samjeon City and conducted the inspection to be briefed on the state of the three-stage development project. The visit marks Kim's first public appearance reported by the North state media in 35 days after he delivered a speech at a defense exhibition on October 12th. Regular season champs the KT Wiz beat the Doosan Bears on Monday night, coming one step closer to winning the Korean Series for the first time. The Wiz beat the Bears 6-1 in Game 2 of the Korea Baseball Organization's Korean Series at Gocheok Skydome in Seoul, thanks to starter So Hyun-jun pitching six scoreless innings. This followed a 4-2 victory in Game 1 on Sunday, giving KT a 2-0 lead. The teams will take a one-day respite before facing off for Game 3 on Wednesday night. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 2.31 points or 0.08% on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,997.21. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ rose, however, gaining 6.43 points or 0.62% to close at 1,035.46. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 1.51 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,179.9 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kaldem.